نفهم كل الذين ينضموا للاستماع إلى راديو بلدي، أول راديو عربي أمريكي ويعنى بقضايا العرب في المهجر. برامجنا في راديو بلدي كل يوم جمعة من 8 حتى 9 صباحا مع ليلى الحسيني في بث حي ومباشر عبر WNZK Radio 690 AM. صباح الخير بلدي، صباح الخير لكل مستمعينا.
Welcome to Radio Baladi, the first Arab, Middle Eastern and American simulcast radio show. Radio Baladi is broadcast every Friday morning on WNZK 690 AM from 8 until 9 Eastern Time on Good Morning Michigan with Layla Al-Husseini. Our call-in number 248-557-3300. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues with your host, Layla Al-Husseini.
Today's program is brought to you by Sling TV.
My favorite TV channel has been removed. I was ripped off.
Don't be fooled by unauthorized TV services. You could not only lose your favorite TV channels, but also lose your money. Keep your eyes out and avoid offers that just seem too good to be selling a set-top box or providing a website who claims to have rights to distribute NBC, Al Jazeera, Art, and many other Arabic TV channels.
Then who is legally authorized to provide my favorite TV channels in the U.S.?
Dish Network and Sling International provide your favorite TV channels and programs. For more information, go to www.dishnetwork.com/Arabic or www.sling.com/Arabic and sign up today and watch your favorite TV programs and save money.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rehan Ania, and this is the Arab Daily News Show, September 4th, 8:05 in the morning, and actually 8:03 in Detroit, 7:03 here in Chicago, and we're broadcasting live on WNZK AM 690 and in Washington, D.C. on 700 AM radio, September 4th here. And it's getting close to another anniversary, September 11th. I think I'm supposed to be on the radio next Friday also. I'm actually filling in today. We invite you to call in to the discussion here this morning at 248-557-3300 to talk with us about what's going on. I wanted to talk about that mosque and proposal in Sterling Heights. It's kind of disturbing on a lot of levels. But, you know, it's not just one side, it's both sides. I got to blame both sides, and I know that's not popular, but, you know, I'm not here to be popular. What's disturbing to me is that there's crazy people that say they don't want a mosque because they claim that it's going to cause traffic congestion. You know, and I've been out there to Detroit many times, and I know Sterling Heights very well. There are a lot of friends that live out there. And when you look at a map of Sterling Heights, and this location where they're going to build one, there's so much industry there already. There's auto dealers, there's TRW, Ford. That just east of that whole thing is just industry. So you're talking about traffic? Come on. Traffic problems? I just don't get it. I don't believe it. It's not traffic. It's about Muslims. They hate Muslims. And the residents don't want Muslims, and, you know, a lot of them, there's an extra factor, of course. I know a lot of you out there listening are Chaldean, Christians from the Middle East, not Arab, very angry against Muslims. You know, I get it. That's the reality, and, you know, we can pretend like it doesn't exist, but it does exist. And I think we should talk about it a little bit. And they're upset. And part of the problem is that, you know, most Muslims are great, just like most Chaldeans are great. Most Christians are great. You know, it's hard to talk about any one religion and make any points because, you know, I don't know every Muslim in the world. I do know a few. And I don't know every Chaldean in the world. And I do know a few, though. I don't know. I'm Christian Arab, and I know a lot of Christian Arabs, but I don't know them all. But I'll tell you, my personal experience as a Christian Arab, the Muslim community is very insensitive to Christians. They don't like it when we talk about issues that they disagree with. They don't like it when we complain about, you know, the way we're abused and treated in the Arab world and the Muslim world. they don't like it. And when we talk about it, they attack us. And, you know, you go online, you can see the hate from a couple Muslim groups against me and Muslim activists right there in Michigan. You know, they're fanatics, you know, terrorist people, these individuals I'm talking about, not the religion. But the problem is when you criticize these, you know, fanatics, many mainstream Muslims get upset. They go, hey, don't be talking about my religion like that. I'm not talking about your religion. I'm not criticizing Islam. I'm criticizing the fact that there's some fanatics who say what they want and nobody from the Muslim community stands up and shuts them down. Kebab Fest, Ikhras, you name it. These are horrible, racist organizations that are set up by Muslims. And they attack Christians, and it's horrible. And, you know, you're not allowed to talk about it, you know, because they go, oh, geez, if you talk about it, then they're going to say you're anti-Muslim. And some Muslims who hear this are going to say, oh, Ray, you're anti-Muslim. No, I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm anti-hate, and I'm anti-extremism. And I'm saying that I understand why Chaldeans oppose the mosque. I get it. I see why they oppose the mosque. But it's wrong. Every religion has a right in this country, in America, and we should start living like Americans, and we should stop living like we're Arabs, and we should stop living like we're Muslim. We're American, and this is America. And America says that if you want to build a mosque to whoever, or you want to build a church to whoever, you can build it. In fact, when they do zoning laws, designate areas business areas, and they designate areas residential areas. But even in those residential areas, they have provisions for religious institutions. You don't have to get a special variance to do that. I'm saying that we should start acting like Americans, and it's shameful. I'm ashamed of the Chaldean community, the way they come out and attack. You know, like the one guy, you know, holding up the picture of the woman in a burqa. You know, what does that have to do with the mosque? That has to do with the guy that forces his wife to cover up. You know, yes, the burqa is ugly. I don't support it. But the burqa is not a hijab. And we don't understand this. And then, you know, I know how Arabs are. We're all emotional. You get upset. You say one thing, I don't like the burqa. And pretty soon you think it's a crusade. You know, you think you're crusaders. You don't want to, do something, but you want to make it blame everything on the religion. Well, that's not the case. The opposition to the burqa has nothing to do with opposition to Muslims. I think every woman should be allowed not to wear the burqa. But I know in the Middle East, many women are forced to wear it. Forced. And those people who say that it's a choice, I don't believe you. It's not a choice in every case. That's stereotyping, too. It's horrible. It's a terrible situation. And the Americans, on top of that, exploit the non-Arab Americans who live there, use this confusion that's unresolved between Christians and Muslims in the Arab world because nobody wants to address it. Muslims, some Muslims are intolerant when you try to talk to them about the abuses that Muslims impose on Christians. That's what they do. I get attacked because I'm Christian. They're not attacking me because I criticize Syria. They're attacking me. These Muslim fanatics are attacking me because I am Christian. That's why they're attacking me. And they don't like it when Christians express a view. They don't like it when Christians are leaders. That's the reality of the Arab world. And most Christian Arabs I know always say, hey, let's not bring it up. We know it's true. 90% of the Christians I talk to, and I haven't talked to the billions in the world, but 90% of the Christian Arabs that I talk to believe that Muslims abuse them. That's the reality. They believe that Muslims are unfair. That's what they believe. And we pretend that that belief doesn't exist because we think, oh, it's better to bury our head in the sand. You know, we got all this sand in the Middle East, and I realize now why we have all this sand in the Middle East, so that people who live in the Middle East can bury their heads in it easily because that's sadly what we do. We can't even have a good conversation about it. I don't want anybody calling in and hating on anybody. Don't do it, because I'm going to ask Adam to cut you off. But you got a point you want to make. I want to hear it. It's 248-557-3300. I'll let you call in. And, you know, I want to hear what you have to say, but be fair and be honest. Let's talk about ourselves. Do Christians do enough to help Muslims? No. No, we don't. We don't do it. We're so angry at Muslims. A lot of Christians. It's not just, and I'm talking about Christian Arabs. I'm not even talking about the whole aspect of American Christians who are not really Christian at all, who abandon the Christians in the Middle East and who hate Christian Arabs as much as they hate Muslim Arabs. You know, that's the irony. As a Christian Arab, on the one side, I have the mainstream American Christians who hate me because I'm a Christian Arab. And they see me as a Muslim. That's how they see me. These are American Christians. And I know these American Christians are phony. It's just not true. And then we're going to take, we've got two calls on the line. We're going to take those calls in a second. But, and then on the other side, I have these Muslim fanatics like Kebab Fest and Ikras and all these other fanatic haters who do and say whatever they want, and they're invited to all these Muslim conferences, and they're treated like celebrities, and they're given platforms to spout their hatred. And when you complain about them, people say, oh, well, Ray Hanania is anti-Muslim. No, I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm anti-fanatic. I'm anti-extremism. And you know why? Because we got this problem, we can't address the real problem that we have. And you know what the real problem is that we have? We got innocent people dying in Syria. This picture of this baby laying on the beach is the sickest picture. It symbolizes the sickness of the Middle East and the Arab world and the Islamic world too and the Christian world, because this baby that drowned because his father was trying to escape the oppression of these radical fanatic religious terrorists who we're not doing enough to destroy, the Islamic state, ISIS, Daesh, we call them, we're not doing enough to stop them. And this baby died, and that picture symbolizes, that should be the icon of what the Arab world is really about, because we're not doing enough. We're going to take a quick break here. It's quarter after the top of the hour here at the Arab Daily News Radio Show. I'm your host, Ray Hanania. Our number is 248-557-3300. We got two calls on the line. Let's take our first break, and when we're done, we'll go to the phone lines and see what you think. Should they build the mosque in Sterling Heights? And do you think that Muslims and Christian Arabs could do a better job of living with each other? You think maybe we could do that? I'm Ray Hanania. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
Are you going to start a restaurant or a grocery store soon? Do you need floor plans and designs? Call Najee Abood at 734-744-9796. Do you want to buy kitchen and restaurant equipment at discount prices? Call Najee Abood now, 734-744-9796. New Concept Products and Design, the trademark of kitchen equipment. 5% discount on all purchases of $75,000 or more. New Concept Products and Design, new location, 31185 Schoolcraft in Livonia. Learn more at www.newconceptproducts.com. Call Najee Abood, 734-744-9796.
قشات ميديترينيان ماركت بإدارة سهر قشات وأولاده يرحبون بالجالية العربية والكلدانية، جميع أنواع المواد الغذائية، ألبان طازجة، الكرزات والبهارات الطازجة. داخل الأسواق مطعم ميديترينيان شيش كباب يقدم يوميا جميع أنواع الكباب، المقبلات العربية العراقية وصواني الكامبو المميزة. تفتح الأسواق من 8 إلى 9 مساء من الاثنين وحتى السبت، ومن 8 صباحا إلى 9 مساء يوم الأحد. تقع الأسواق على 3283 9 North Western Highway في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز. لحم حلال للجالية الإسلامية. لطلباتكم من المطعم call 248-538-7855. That is 248-538-7855. قشة ميديترينيان ماركت, خدمة متميزة ومعاملة راقية.
From their first words to first grade, Dreamy Children's Center will help get your child on the right track. The highly qualified staff works closely with parents to provide an experience that goes beyond early education. We can help nurture important personality traits with the use of educational programs ranging from preschooling for infants to Montessori-approved programs and bilingual curriculums for young children. All meals can be provided and we can arrange for after-school pickup. Dreamy Children's Center in Dearborn Heights on Warren, in Westland on Ann Arbor Trail, and in Troy on DeQuinder.
And welcome back to your daily news radio show here at Radio Bellity, hosted by Layla El Husseini's U.S. Arab Radio Network. They just celebrated, I think, 10 years last weekend. They had some great shows on. And, you know, that's what radio is all about. You know, we don't sit here and we just talk about the food, and we don't just talk about culture. We got to talk about real issues, because, you know, the secret to success, and this is probably the most important thing you're going to ever hear me say, the secret to success, especially in America, is identifying your faults, identifying your mistakes, identifying your errors, identifying your failures, and then correcting them. When you identify your failure, you can be successful in America, because you can correct your failure. So talking about these things in a respectful way, and not avoiding them and burying our head in all that sand that we have in the Middle East. And really, that's kind of an irony, isn't it? We got more sand than any place in the world, and we bury our heads in the sand. It's really kind of tragic. Let's go to the phone line. So we got two callers on the line. I think one is Jerry, and we got another caller. So hang on, other caller. Let's see if Jerry is on the line. We got to keep the comments short, Jerry. How are you?
Mr. Rayhanania?
Touchy subject, huh?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, Jerry, do you hear me?
Mr. Rayhanania, I could hear you now, sir. Good morning to you, Mr. Rayhanania.
Good morning.
And thank you for taking my call, and congratulations to Radio Bellity, Arab Voice of America, Ms. Layla El Husseini, and the director and the producer, Mr. Adam. Congratulations to all of you on the team. Mr. Rayhanania, I just want to start it first. My heart and my prayers and my thought to go to the child who was drawn a victim of what they call it, the Arab Spring. Mr. Rayhanania, there was thousands and thousands of pictures like the child who drawn. He was just an innocent victim of thanks to our leaders over there, thanks to them, they have a big heart. Mr. Rayhanania, I want to say to you, peace and shalom and shlamilluch and assalamu alaikum. We need to be united, not to be divided. Mr. Rayhanania, our heart is bleeding blood for what's happening in overseas in our home countries. And here we are, Mr. Ray, Arab Chaldean, living in Detroit, greater Detroit, and to be divided, to build a building.
Yeah.
You know, I feel sorry, Ray, for what's happening. You know, Ray, the Chaldean people, they are a great nation, great people, and they live thousand and thousand years. So we cannot take it on certain individual of Chaldean protest over there. You cannot have a bad apple and make the rest of the bushels bad. No, that's what it is. Right, this country gave us a beautiful gift, the freedom of worship and the freedom of speech. And everybody, right, a Jewish, a Christian, a Muslim, Sabi'i, Manda'i, Buddha, even the atheists, they have the right to practice their worship. The only thing, right, about this issue, I'm very sorry to say to you, right when there was a certain individual Chaldean carrying a picture of lady with hijab. I talked to some of those people, and individually to the person who carried the picture. He said he didn't mean it. He is sorry for what he did. It was just a stupidity. He didn't. So, right, that means the people actually sometimes go for it as a backfire reaction for what happened in Iraq and Syria from thugs who they call themselves Muslim and they are not Muslim. ISIS do not represent any Islam. They are trying to hide under the flag of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and I believe Allah, he doesn't recognize them. Muhammad doesn't recognize them. Jesus and Moses and anybody.
Jerry, I agree with
Ray,
you.
Excuse me, Ray.
I agree with you.
Ray, to my idea, Ray, anybody has the right. The only thing, the problem was, Ray, building the mosque or al-masjid, and I do respect the brother and the sister Muslim over there. This is their right. It was just came at the wrong time, at the wrong place, maybe. That area, right? 2 days ago, there was a lady pushing her handicapped son, and she was hit by a stupid drunk driver. The mother died, and the son, 15 years old, handicapped, is still in the hospital, and he doesn't know that his mother died. They were a victim of a crowded area at the Ryan at the 15 mile.
Yeah, but so, listen, Jerry, listen, you need to listen to me for a second.
Yes,
listen,
sir, right. Please, go ahead.
I've been to Sterling House Heights many times. Traffic is terrible there already. It has nothing to do with the mosque. It's the industry. That's not a neighborhood. I know one side is a neighborhood, and the other side are all... In fact, right next to where they're going to build the mosque, they got a giant children's educational center with parking for 200 cars, and they treat 100 families, and I'm going, wow. Come on, Jerry, this isn't about traffic. It is.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right. Excuse me.
You're a good person. Believe me, I'm not criticizing you.
Right. Excuse me. You remember there was a thought, an idea from the Chaldean American leader to call the area of 14, 15, 16, and Ryan the heart of the Chaldean, a Chaldean town, a Chaldean city. Right.
You think that that's the reason?
Right.
Let me ask you, Jerry. Let me ask you. That's a good point. Is it possible that Chaldeans are mad that this mosque is coming into an area that they wanted to identify as a Chaldean
maybe,
area?
Maybe. But right,
I'm just
still...
asking.
Right. I talked to some individual local media around here, and I will mention the name. There was Mr. John Orme. He got a show on Monday from 6 till 9, Mr. Joe Kassab, and some other people. And right, I suggest an idea, and I don't know if you agree with me or not. That empty lot is a zoning, belongs to the city of Sterling Heights. I said, what about if the election coming soon? What about you put the building of this ma'bad, masjid or mosque or kanisa or knesset in the ballot? Let the people vote for that. The majority voter, if they win, congratulations. The one they lose, congratulations. This is what we live. We live in democracy country. We don't live in Afghanistan.
Jerry, listen. I gave you a lot of time. I appreciate it. You made some good points, and I want to thank you. But, you know, we only got 60 minutes here on the Arab Daily News Radio Show on Friday morning. It's only 60 minutes, and I got to bring in more callers. Jerry, I love you. Let's go to the next caller. Adam, if he's still on there, let's put them on. And, again, I respect everybody's opinions, but we got to be concise. Make your point so everybody can hear it. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Yeah, how are you? My name is Sam.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
You want me to talk English or Arabic?
No, English, because I want the Americans to understand.
Okay.
You know, the Arabs, I know you're Celtic.
Okay, the man...
You understand.
The man just finished talk. I think he lost his mind. You don't know what he's talking about exactly.
Well, but listen. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Sam.
Okay, Sam.
we don't need to talk about other people.
No.
Go ahead, tell me your point, because, you know, we're all emotional.
I'll give you my point.
Go ahead.
Anywhere, all over the world, when he got Muslim community, he got a problem.
Well,
hold on.
No, they can say that about Christians.
Let me finish my point.
Yeah, but it's need a mosque.
I'll tell you why. Because you teach hatred. You got Fox News.
Sam, listen, I understand that you're a Chaldean, right? Come on, you're a Chaldean.
No, not because... I finish my point? Hold on.
Abused by...
Let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
You got Fox News, Mr. Mike Levin, you got 78... Muslim community living in the United States and against the United States. The Fox News, Mark Levin,
Fox News, Mark Levin, he's not Mark Stein.
Why I put poison in my body? Stillinghaz is a beautiful city. Why I put poison in and my body in the ceiling guy. Why? I'm not against person, but against Muslims. Muslim is not faith. Muslim
right.
is a criminal faith.
I gotta let you go. Adam, let him go. I think he made his point. Our number is 248-557-3300. Is there a way to have a reasonable discussion between Chaldeans and Muslims, or do Muslims and Chaldeans and, you know, basically Christian Arabs, or do we just get angry with each other? No wonder that baby drowned in the Middle East. No wonder that baby drowned in the Middle East. We can't even talk with each other about, we can't even tolerate each other. You know, the idea that, listen, I don't accept any argument. I just disagree with it. I mean, you can make it, but I disagree with it that mosque is going to cause congestion. I know what the real reason is. People there don't want, the non-Muslims don't want Muslims in their neighborhood, and they are against the mosque because they hate Muslims. That is the truth. Now, anybody that says otherwise, you're being dishonest. The truth is that the people who are fighting against the mosque are against it because, one, they're not smart and they're not educated, or, two, they hate Muslims. That's what it is. Now, on the other side, that doesn't leave the Muslims off the hook. The Muslims have done a terrible job of addressing the concerns of Christians. You know, I could have brought Waleed Daoud from Karen. We could talk about it. He's a good guy. I agree with him. But I know we would not have a good conversation because I have not yet heard one Muslim leader openly admit that their community takes the Christian Arab community for granted, that they don't understand the Chaldean community. And that's the problem. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion here at the Arab Daily News radio show. I'm Ray Hanania. Our number is 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. Adam is our referee. He'll take the call. And we will be right back right after these messages.
واقع على 24065 أرشد لكي مدينة فارفنستون هاوس ترحب بالجالية العربية والكلدانية تنزيلات كبيرة على عموم المواد الغذائية في يوم الأربعاء من كل أسبوع لا تنسوا فريش كاري أوت جميع أنواع المعجنات وأيضا صواني الكامبو المشكلة والصمبون الحار لحوم حلال الجالية العربية والإسلامية الملحمة بإدارة قصاب الجالية المعروف سلوان جربوع زوروهم على 24065 أرشد لكي مدينة فارفنستون هاوس أو اتصلوا بهم على 248-476-0300 أسواق زمزم للمذاقي عنوان لجميع طلباتكم اتصلوا على 248-476-0300 أسواق زمزم للمعاملة الراقية وكرم أضيافة عنوان
جومانا كيروز. You've seen her images on giant billboards across the metro. جومانا كيروز. You've seen her images on buses across the city. Now get to know Jumana Kairouz.
Most people who sit in my office across from my desk are hurting on so, so many levels. One thing people do not know about medical malpractice is that the statute of limiting, the time that you have to bring suit against a doctor, a hospital, is 2 years. In medical malpractice, that's a very, very short period of time. Not every lawyer is an advocate, but every lawyer should be an advocate.
Let Jumana Kairouz protect your rights. Call the law offices of Jumana Kairouz at 1-866-YOUR-RIGHTS, extension 100, or visit yourrights.com.
Wintry Manor.
Wintry Manor.
صلاة جميلة لمناسباتكم السعيدة. ترحب بالجالية العربية والكلدانية. أجمل القاعات لمناسباتكم السعيدة من حفلات ومؤتمرات. تتسع القاعات لأكثر من 1000 شخص. خدمة راقية. تذوقوا ألذ الأطعمة الشرقية والغربية وبأسعار خاصة ومناسبة لجميع المناسبات. تقع القاعة على 35100 فان بون رود في مدينة وين. للحجز اتصلوا بهم على 734-728-3020 734-728-3020 Wintry Manor للضيافة عنوان.
And welcome back to the Arab Daily News Radio Show, Radio Ballady, here on the U.S. Arab Radio Network. Our number, 248-557-3300. We're talking about the mosque that they're going to build in Sterling Heights. Now, listen, there are agitators on both sides that just want conflict, and the media doesn't want, they don't want us to get along. They want us. The mainstream news media is not your friend. You know, how many Arabs and how many Muslim Arabs and Christian Arabs, how many do they employ at the mainstream media? Very few. Even next week, Unity Journalists of Color are coming to Detroit. They're going to have their meeting there. They have four groups that run Unity. African Americans are one, Hispanics are the other, Asians are the third, and Native Americans are the fourth. We asked as American Arab journalists to join Unity, and they refused to let us join. And what's the reason? Because they are Christian, and they view us, Christian Arabs, they view us, don't want Muslims. And many Muslims don't understand that Christians are victimized in this country, Christian Arabs, by their own people, because we come from the same place where Muslims come from. We're the same people. I'm Muslim by culture. I'm proud of it. Persecuted by Americans who hate Muslims, they hate me too. So why are we angry with each other? We should be getting along. Chaldeans should be the first people to stand up and defend these Muslims in the United States. And Muslims should be the first people to stand up and recognize what Chaldeans have been going through in terms of abuse in the Islamic world, in terms of discrimination in the Islamic world, because the Islamic world has not been good to Chaldeans. The Islamic world has not been fair to Chaldeans. The Islamic world has brutalized Chaldeans. And instead of standing up and defending them, they attack them. So when a mosque comes into Sterling Heights, where there are a lot of Chaldeans and a lot of Muslims, by the way, the Chaldeans stand up and they're afraid, concerned. And it turns into an anti-Islamic issue when it shouldn't be, and it's not. The real issue is, do we have freedom of religion? If everybody could just step back, we should build this mosque in Sterling Heights. They have a right. How many Christian churches are there in Sterling Heights? And they worship mainly on Friday. The only time I see a traffic problem near a mosque is on Friday, right after the prayer, between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock in Bridgeview, near where I live. I'll drive down Harlem Avenue, and the traffic will be horrendous. Well, local government should improve the streets and the traffic signals there to accommodate the traffic. That's the answer. Because if there was a traffic jam anyplace else caused by a shopping center, they would build bigger streets. So make government accommodate our right to religion. Muslims have a right to have their mosque any place they want, because that's what this country is about. And nobody should say they should be against this mosque. I wish Chaldeans would stand up and support the mosque and stand up with them to build the mosque, and then turn to the government. I think of August, and the other one was the city council meeting in Sterling Heights. And they're running for office, and they want to use this to build their popularity. Can you imagine using hate to increase your... But wouldn't it be nice if there were some leaders in the Islamic community and the Chaldean community who could come together and show the true face of who we really are, tolerant people, and find a way to work together. If the mosque brings in a lot of traffic, build a bigger street, because that's what they do near shopping centers. That's what they do near churches. Listen, on a Sunday, Christian churches are jam-packed, and there's traffic every place. And I don't, and you know what? People complain about it, but they go, well, it's the Catholic Church. And one of the trustees, I think, at the Sterling Heights City Council said it, and he was very active. And they told him to shut up. I saw the videos. I watched the video of the city council meeting and the video of the planning commission, the clips of the video of the planning commission. And the one city council member in Sterling Heights said that if this were a Catholic church, they were going to build there, there would be no problem. And that is the truth. 248-557-3300 if you want to call in. Listen, let Jerry come on again, but he has to keep his point short. Go ahead, Jerry.
Again, thank you, Ray. I know you have it. You give me enough time. Ray, I just forgot to mention something.
Yeah,
Ray, I was so shocked and so sad to hear an important Muslim religion man, which I respect him, Al-Imam al-Sheikh Hassan al-Qazwini, to say when I see Chaldean people did. I'm sorry.
Well, that's terrible.
I pray for him.
That's horrible.
Because a religious man, he has to put peace and love, not to divide us as a brother, Muslim and Christian and Jewish. You know, I'm sorry, but right, I need from Imam Hassan Qazwini, give an apology to the American, Iraqi, Chaldean people and to all the Arab people in Dearborn, too, because this is, was very sad. Thank you, Ray. God bless you.
All right, Jerry.
Bless your show.
Thank you for the call.
Bless America. Bless the Middle East, the whole. Thank you.
All right. Listen, thank you. Jerry's bringing up a point that some imam criticized the Chaldeans. You know what? The Chaldeans are criticizing the Muslims. The Muslims are criticizing the Chaldeans. That's what makes this story so unusual. Chaldeans are Christians from the Middle East. They're not Arabs. Chaldeans, Assyrians, they're not Arabs. Phoenicians. Phoenicians are from Lebanon. Assyrians, Chaldeans, Wadabal, and controlling the larger population, which is predominantly Muslim. Let's go right to the phone lines, Adam. Pick one, and we'll put the caller on. Caller, you're on the air here at the Arab Daily News radio show, 248-557-3300. What's your name? Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, Marhaba. Go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mohammed Haidar.
Thank you, Mohammed.
Yeah, okay. I'm a guy, an honest guy. The Chaldean people do something wrong. And until they correct what they do, there won't be no apologize from anybody, because they say bad about Muslim in everything, in all their program. And also, we are here community. We have to support each other, not to fuck each other.
Yeah,
shouldn't be that
fighting.
Way.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, listen, Mohammed, I agree with you. I agree with you that I think the Chaldeans have really kind of gone off the deep end. But on the other hand, you recognize that Chaldeans have been abused by Muslims over the years, and all this is
No, that's not true. That's not true.
No,
the Chaldeans in Iraq has been treated like a brother. Between Muslim and Chaldeans, they are like a brother.
Muhammad, when I talk to Christians, you know, I'm abused. I'm attacked by Muslims all the time, and no Muslim. I've never seen care stand up and defend me.
Nobody, no religious guy say any bad word about Kadin, and we respect them. But the fact is like that the mosque is for Muslim, meaning they have to pray. The church is for Christian. They have to pray. If they want to build anywhere church, even in the Muslim area, nobody come against them. We support them. We are brother. You know what they do, sir? They went like 100 people and they go to every house. They take like signature that they are. They don't need even the mosque. Why? Why they do that?
They're wrong. I'm going to tell you, the Muslims have a right to build a mosque in Sterling Heights. And the sad thing is that we're both abused people, Christians and Muslims, Christian Arabs and Muslim Arabs. We're both abused by mainstream Americans. They hate us both. And here we are fighting with each other. Why don't we stand together? Why can't we stand together, Muhammad?
That's what I'm saying. We have to stand together. 1 minute. They don't have to go from house to house, take signature and take it to the Secretary of State, to the City Hall. No, that's it.
All right. Muhammad, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's take another call, Adam, and we'll do this quick, and then we'll take our next break.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air here.
Yeah, I tell the the mayor in Sterling Heights.
Yes.
If you approve this mosque, the man got no job no more. We live 90% in Sterling Heights as Chaldeans.
Right.
We don't need. I tell you again. See the same man. It meant I'm right when you say Qazwini. Qazwini is a real Muslim, like I said. He's a real Muslim. When that's what I tell you. Those people, you teach hatred. We know him. Why I'm here? Listen, you always you say baby ground. Whose fault? Can you tell me? The man he talked. Why you tell Saudi Arabia, build the mosque in Saudi Arabia? Why? He say, no problem if you church between Muslim kids. This Christian country. Why you don't love the United States? Muhammad, why you don't love the United States? You live in the United States. You took food to stamp up the United
does.
States.
Listen, caller,
and you hate
you
the United
so much,
States.
Caller, I'm telling you, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to move on. I've got to take a quick break here. It's the quarters at the top of the hour here at the Air Feeling News radio show, WNZK AM 690 in Detroit and 700 AM radio in Washington, D.C. I'm Ray Hannon. My website is thearabdailynews.com, thearabdailynews.com. I'm Ray Hannon. Be right back, right after these messages.
Ziad Brand. Quality products from our family to yours. Ziad Brothers Importing offers the finest quality products, including brands like Sultan, Kraft, Nestle, Hook, Rico Picon, Donna, and many more. Ask your retailer to carry these fine products because you deserve the very best. For more information, visit our website at www.ziad.com. That's www.ziad.com. Ziad, quality products from our family to yours.
استوديو زريابي إدارة حسن حامد في ستيرلينغ هايتس يحييكم ويقدم لكم خدماته بالصوت والصورة تسجيل تصوير مونتاج فيديو كليب إعلانات كوميرشالز دوكيومنتري أفلام وثائقية للترويج لبضائعكم ومحلاتكم وشركاتكم برامج تلفزيونية وإذاعية استوديو زرياب وبتقنية عالية بإدارة حسن حامد 313-945-8860 أو 248-761-5787 استوديو زرياب الصوت والصورة اختصاصنا
provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. LIFE also has development projects to provide medical relief, water purification, educational programs, relief for orphans, and much more. Your help and support can greatly improve these efforts. All donations are tax deductible. For more information, please visit our website at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493. That's lifeusa.org, 248-424-7493.
And welcome back to the Your Viewing News Radio Show. I'm Ray Hannity. It's September 4th, and next week I'll be back on the air on Friday, same time, 8 o'clock in Detroit, 7 o'clock in Chicago. That'll be September 11th, and we'll be talking about the meeting that the Sterling Heights Planning Commission is going to have on the Thursday, September 10th. See what happens. It's a later vote or discussion about the loss in Sterling Heights, so we'll see what they do. This coming Thursday, and sadly, listen, it's sad that hatred takes over. Let's go right to the phone lines, and I urge you, is there anybody out there that believes that Muslims and Chaldeans should come together and find a solution to this, and we should respect each other and recognize the grievances that we have, that we do have grievances. Christians are not treated very well, you know, in the Muslim world. And I think Muslims should acknowledge that, but they don't want to. But at the same time, Muslims are abused in this country, in America. They're not treated well, and we need to work with them and help them. So we can help each other. We can recognize the problems that we both have, and we can recognize what we're doing to each other as Christians and Muslims, especially if we come from the same area in the Middle East. Let's go back to the phone line. Adam, let's take a caller. Caller, you're in the air. What's your name?
Osama.
Hey, Osama. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Hey, Ray. I'll make a quick, maybe two comments real quick.
Go ahead.
I am a Muslim. The masjid or the mosque shouldn't be built there. It's a busy corner. You know, it should not be built on these spaces. Busy corner, I agree. Heavy traffic. Plus, we have one masjid on 12 and Ryan. We have one masjid on 17 and Ryan. We have a masjid on N59 and Ryan. Okay, and I think these three mosques will more than accommodate the Muslim population in there. That's one thing. Another thing is, you know, I'm really saddened by, I watched the council meeting, and
right.
I'm saddened by the reasons why they don't want the masjid, and I'm really saddened by the person who held the woman with the burqa and showing everybody else that what this represents, you know, that this represents Islam. Another one comment that really hurt me really bad, he said there is no reason to build a building like Taj Mahal on 50 Ryan, like the one in India, except the one in India was built for the person who loved his wife, implying that this masjid would be built to spread hate and, you know, ugliness throughout the area. So, on the basis of, you know, being busy and all that, I agree 100% there should not be a mosque in there because we have more than enough on that stretch of the road. Okay, but based on hatred and everything else, no. I'm sorry, I'm not going to accept that.
You think that, you know, this is a unique situation because, you know, there are proposals to build mosques all over the United States, and every one of them is opposed by Americans. This isn't the first one. You know that, right? Every mosque.
Well, I agree. I mean, this certain case. I mean, I'm aligning myself with the people who are saying it's busy. We don't need it.
Right.
I agree because we have three others. I mean, I agree. You have to be fair, you know. And I'm
right.
Sure I'm not popular right now among the Muslim community, but there shouldn't be one because it's busy. We don't need it. We have three others, you know. So I mean, that's what it is, you know.
What about the idea, Osama, though, that, you know, that is a busy intersection. There's a lot of industry just east of there. You can look at the map. I posted it at the Arab Daily News. You can see it. It's huge. There's a lot of industry. There's factories. There's retail. Even on the area where they're going to build the mosque, there's a big children's education center with a lot of traffic. Is traffic really, I mean, deep down, really, is that, do you really believe that that's the reason?
No, I'm not saying that's the reason why they don't want to build it there. Or that,
no, but from your standpoint, you feel that it is a legitimate reason.
I think, coming from, you know, being a Muslim, I think we have more than enough of mosques and serve the area. I mean, that's all I can say. And then one quick comment, and I don't know about Iraq, but most of the Chaldeans that I met here, when they come to the United States, and I'm talking about the 80s and 90s, they all came with money. You know, they all came with a lot of money. So how dare can they say that they've been abused, you know, in Iraq, and, you know, their life was stripped away and everything else? I'm Syrian. In Syria, you know, now I agree. There's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of, you know, attacks on Christians and stuff like that. But when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, there was none of this. Actually, most of the elite groups that were Christian, you know, they owned a lot of, you know, properties. They owned a lot of states. A lot of them were in the government positions. Actually, the one they assassinated, you know, the head of the Syrian army was in 2012. He was Christian. So I mean, please, you know, spare me the old record of, you know, they being abused, and, you know, that's not true. I don't know about Iraq, but I can tell you most of the Chaldeans I met here who came in the 80s and maybe early 90s, they had a lot of money. You know, I mean, if you come from a country that you've been oppressed, you won't have that much. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're making a great point, Osama, and I wish everybody had the level head that you had. In a real quick sentence, then I got to take one more call, but why do you think the Chaldeans and the Muslims built the war here? Why? What is the reason?
Because we're hard-headed. An Arab.
We're both
Being an Arab. I'm an Arab, okay. We are hard-headed.
I agree with you.
We are loners. We'd like to do things, by ourselves. We don't need any help.
You're my candidate for mayor.
Right.
You're my candidate for mayor of Sterling Heights. I think you're reasoned, you're smart, and I wish everybody was like you. Thank you for calling, Osama.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll take one last call, and we only got a couple minutes left. Caller, you're on here. What's your name?
Go ahead, caller. Yeah, Mark.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah, I just got a couple of questions. I don't have any problem with the Muslim. I support them. I go to Dearborn all the time. I support their businesses, but I have problems with their Islam. And the reason is because I can't find anything that ISIS done that Muhammad hasn't done. But they haven't come to do that in the Quran. This is all the problem I have.
Okay. All right,
once the Muslims, they start reading about the Quran and they become more religious, that's when we're going to have problems with them. That's the only thing. If anybody can answer what ISIS has done that Muhammad hasn't done, I will allow that to both die, to both them up. And I'm telling you one thing, I read in the Quran, Muhammad is praying.
Listen, thank you for the call. But we're talking about 1,400 years ago. Just throwing that out today. And I'll tell you what, I'm a Christian, and nobody can tell me that Christians are peaceful. All right? I won't accept that. So I think Muslims, you know, are a lot of Muslims recognize that not all Muslims are peaceful, too. There are exceptions. But, you know, I don't get why Muslims and Chaldeans can't come together in Detroit to show solidarity that they're both victims of abuse, that they're both victims of hatred. I'm telling you, the national fanatics who hate Muslims, they hate Chaldeans too, because they don't know the difference between Chaldeans and Muslims. Mainstream Americans, they hate you. They hate us both. So if they hate us both, why don't we wise up and smart, find a way to do things the right way? All right, listen, I'm bringing in Annie at the end of the show. I'll be back next Friday. We'll be talking about all of the issues again. September 11th will be coming up on Friday. That'll be September 11th. And we'll talk about the Planning Commission, Sterling Heights, which has a meeting September 10th on Thursday. I wish some good people would stand up and say the right thing. Adam, thank you very much for doing everything. Everybody else, visit the ArabDailyNewsRadio.com. Talk to you later. Have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.